You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Women in business experience a plethora of barriers when they're trying to raise capital for a new business endeavour, despite proven success. Aotearoa has an infant ecosystem of projects attempting to level the playing field, including the Archangel Fund, the current largest fund of its kind that invests exclusively in female-led startups. The fund is supported by Icehouse Ventures, a New Zealand-based capital firm, and in 2022 is the second time it's ever been run. The target fund size is $10 to $20 million, and it currently sits at $5 million. Today I spoke to Lauren Fong, the manager of the Archangel Fund at Icehouse Ventures, and I started by asking her to give us some background on the project, as well as detailing its aims.
So the Archangel Fund is the second fund from the first one, which invested in 31 female-led companies in New Zealand. So Archangel's Fund 2 is going to raise $20 million. It will invest into 50 women-led startups in New Zealand, and it's the first of its kind. So we're the only fund that exclusively invests in women. And the mission behind this is that, well, we believe women are exceptional female founders. You know, there's this huge gap and need we are addressing, and that is that there's a disparity that exists between male ventures and female ventures. So women face a lot more challenges in trying to raise capital. They biases against them, and this fund tries to break down those barriers and give them more access.
You touched on something there. This is the second Archangels Fund. What kind of startups have been funded in the past with the first one?
There's been a huge range. So it ranges from SaaS companies to deep tech companies. For example, we have Thea Jones with her company Astrix Astronautics. They're creating a power system for small satellites in space, all the way through to Archipro, which is recently the new round. Henry down in Wellington, they're a platform for freelancers to help with their tax. So, yeah, it really ranges across a whole different variety of sectors, all mainly tech-enabled.
There are challenges that female-founded ventures typically encounter as opposed to men. Do you mind expanding on that? What kind of challenges specifically do women face when they're raising capital for a new business?
So there's a lot of challenges, and one that I will emphasise on, which is most prominent, is unconscious bias. And so what that is when actually a study was done overseas, and it showed that when women entrepreneurs were pitching to VC investors for their businesses during a capital raise, they were asked prevention and negative questions versus promotional questions. So, for example, they were asked questions, what will happen in the event of failure? How will you prevent your competitors from stealing your idea? So very restrictive questions which inhibited their ability to, you know, pitch their company in a positive light. Now, when they looked at their male co-founders or different ventures with a male leading the pitch, they were asked very promotional and positive questions. So what does growth look like in 10 years' time? You know, how do you see yourself scaling into a billion-dollar business? And so because of this, women really struggled to access investment. They struggled to, you know, receive the funding that they were looking for because of these, you know, biases that exist. So, you know, we see that here and overseas, and this fund, because of its mission-driven focus of just investing in women, we're able to remove that unconscious bias.
Interesting and very disappointing also, but glad to have this fund come around.
Very disappointing, yeah. And just to set the scene, last year globally, 3% of all venture capital funding went to women-led startups. So, you know, that's a very disappointing statistic.
What would it take for other companies in New Zealand specifically to follow suit and start investing in the potential of female entrepreneurs?
You know, right now we have a huge community and network of investors that are really aligned and really passionate about giving back and investing in women, especially our key investors such as Teresa Gatting, who co-founded MyFoodBag, and we've got Mal Rosau, who co-founded Vend. I mean, these are really incredible success stories of women leaders in New Zealand paving the way. So if other companies can, you know, jump on board and feel that alignment towards investing in women and backing them and knowing that they provide great returns and they perform and they do exceptionally well, then, you know, we're all driving the same mission, and that focus is really important. So far we have raised $5 million, which is already over double goal of the first fund, which was $2 million, but we raised $2.8 million for the first fund. So, you know, there's great momentum, and great investor sentiment out there. Also, I have, you know, we believe that there's so much potential for women entrepreneurs here around the world. We're seeing other founders building billion-dollar businesses, so I don't see why we can't do the same thing here. And this fund is a step in the right direction. We still have a long way to go as a country and a startup ecosystem, but this is definitely a great start.
That was Lauren Fong, the manager of the Archangel Fund at Ice House Ventures, on the fund's vision for the future and its successes thus far.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.